Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Ches. We are holding all the way down at the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. We are at Vesaver Rabbi Meir Shkal Erva Shebezin Shal Yisrael Memisin Aleha, all the way down two lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to deal first with a stira within the Shittas Rabbi Meir between two brisos about whether it's true that a Ben Noach is Muzhar only on those arayos that Yisrael is chayiv misa for. Rav Meir makes that statement in one brisa, and the other brisa seems to contradict that statement. So we try to reconcile the two statements by saying that one time Rabbi Meir is following the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and the other time he's following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And that leads the Gemara into an elaboration of those two shitos, of the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara is going to explain how it is that in the pasuk of Alken Yazov Ish Es Aviv Es Imo, that Rabbi Eliezer knows that the word Aviv teaches to forbid Achos Aviv to a Ben Noach and not a number of other possibilities, and the word Imo comes to Aser Achos Imo to a Ben Noach, and how Rabbi Akiva knows that Aviv means Eshes Aviv and Imo means Imo Mamish, how they each derive from that pasuk. Then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have three rayas to try to prove who's correct in this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And then in the second half of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to get into a whole bunch of other topics. We're going to discuss a Ben Noach and Bia Shalo Kedarka, whether it be with his own wife, whether it be with other people. The Gemara is going to discuss the evils of striking another person, particularly striking a Jew, for a Ben Noach to strike a Jew. The Gemara is then going to discuss a Ben Noach who is Shavas, who keeps Shabbos, and that he is Chayiv Misa. Maybe we won't get to that today, maybe tomorrow, but that's essentially what today's daf is about. So today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev Numan Lizchusur for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both be Zochet to Rufo Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding again at the very end of daf Nun Zayin and Beis, two lines from the end of the page at the word Visavar. Says the Gemara, Visavar, Meir Kalever, Shavazin Shalisol, Misnala, Ben Noach Musrala. Is it true that Rabbi Meir holds that any erva that a Bezin Shal Yisrael would be Mechayiv Misa for, meaning not just the Chi of Kares, would be Chayiv Misa in Bezdin, such ervas are what a Ben Noach is Musaran, what a Ben Noach is Asurin? That's the Arayos of a Ben Noach. Vatanya, but we have a Braisa that tells us that Ger Shaisa Rasu Shalab Kedusha. If you have a Ger that at the time that he was conceived, his mother was not yet Jewish, but by the time he was born, his mother had already converted. So the halacha is yeshlo she'er ha'aim. He has relatives from his mother's side as far as the Isser Erva is concerned, meaning he's not allowed to marry those relatives that are maternal relatives. Ve'in lo she'er ha'av. But as far as paternal relatives, he does not have a din of kurva to those relatives. There's no din of erva. So he's any arayos that are midine achva. There are those arayos that are midine achva and those arayos that are midine ishus. Any arayos that are midine achva, that are midine inherent relatives, mitzada av, are not going to be a problem because the chamor goes there that he has a din like a Ben Noach, and they're usher in erva that's mishum achva only mitzada aim and not mitzada av. So he too is usher only in those relatives that are maternal relatives, not those types of achva that are paternal achva. Okay, so how does this actually play out? If he marries his sister from his mother's side, meaning his sister was born before the mother ever converted, and then the sister later converted, let's say, with the mother, he's not allowed to stay married to her. Yotzi, he has to divorce her because she's usher to a Ben Noach. Mina'av, but if he marries his paternal sister, Yekayim, he does not have to divorce her, he could stay married to her. Achos ha'av, if he marries his father's sister, mina'im, if it's his father's maternal sister, yotzi, because maternal relatives count for b'nei Noach. So he's going to have to divorce her, meaning that we have a pasuk in Bereishis, Alken Yazov Ish Es Aviv, and we're going to see a drasha soon, that Aviv means achos aviv, that there's specifically an iser for his father's sister. So even though it's on his father's side, but since it's a sister of his father from their mother's side, died, that's considered a maternal relative. So Chos Aviv Menaim is going to be usher to him, and if he marries Chos Aviv Menaav, if he marries his father's paternal sister, Yikayim, he'll be allowed to stay married to her. Chos Aim Menaim, if he marries his mother's sister, his mother's maternal sister, Yotzi, because Imo is going to, we're going to darshan al Kenya Zovishas Avives Imo. Imo means Achos Imo, and Achos Imo means maternal Achos Imo, so that he's going to have to get rid of her. He cannot stay married to her. Achos Ha'im Mina'av, if it's his mother's paternal sister, Rameir Omer Yotzi, V'cham Omrim Yikayim, Machlokas Rameir and the Chamim. Rameir says he has to divorce the Chamim, say he can stay married to her. Why? Shai Rameir Omer Koler V'shim Yishum She'er Eim. Anytime there's a maternal link, there's a maternal relative, even though in this instance it's his maternal relative, but it's his mother's paternal relative, meaning it's his mother's sister from the father, Yotzi, he has to divorce her, because we're afraid that people are going to think that a ger is not usher in actual maternal relatives. Meaning, if we let him marry his mother's paternal sister, people might think, oh, all maternal relatives are okay because this is his maternal relative. So Yotzi mishum she'er ha'av yikayim, but only because only those things that are mishum she'er ha'av are you allowed to stay married to umutar be'eshes achiv, and the ger who's harasa shlo b'kedusha and leidasa b'kedusha is allowed to marry his brother's wife after his brother dies, even if it's his maternal brother, ube'eshes achi aviv, and also his uncle's wife after his uncle dies, even if his father and his uncle are brothers from the same mother, v'shar kol arayos, and all these other arayos that are not al yidei achva but that are only al yidei ishus, that are through marriage, Mutaroslo, they're mutar for this Ben Noach. And the Gemara explains, Lasuye Yeshasaviv. That means even his father's wife, after his father dies, becomes mutar to him as well. Nasa Isha Ubita, if a guy marries a woman and her daughter, and then after they get married, they all convert, Kones Achas Umotzi Achas. He has to choose one. He cannot stay married to both a woman and her daughter. He has to, he can keep one, and the other one, he has to divorce. We're afraid that people are going to allow a Yisrael to marry Isha Ubita, and that's Aser Min HaTorah. So we make him make that choice. L'chadchila lo yichnos, and even the Arayos that are only Aser Mishum Korval Yidei Achva, where the Chachamim are going to allow you to keep them, because there's Achva Mitzad Av, we're still choshesh that you're going to come to Mekayim, even those that are Aser to you, that are Achva Min HaEim, so l'chadchila we really stay away from all of these things. Even the Achva Min HaAv, l'chadchila we would try to stay away from. We're just describing Meikra Din, what would be mutter. What if you have a ger that converts and his wife converts with him and her mother also converts together with them? Mesa Ishto mutter b'chamoso. As soon as his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law. You don't have to worry that people are going to say that gerim came from a kedusha chamura to kedusha kala, and that things that used to be usher for him are now mutter for him, because the Ben Noach has no iser in his mother-in-law, so there's nothing to be gozer. So now that he's a Jew and his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law. But v'ika damri, others say no, asur b'chamoso, that we're afraid that we're going to allow this by Yisrael gomer as well, that a real full-fledged born Jew, a native Jew, we're going to say, we're afraid people are going to say the same thing, so that he's allowed to marry his mother-in-law. And so that's how the Chachamim had to make a gzeira by a ger to asur it. So we see that all of this is meant as a kasha and rameir. Why? According to this brisa, Rameir holds a Ben Noach or a Ger who is Harasu Shlo B'Kedusha is allowed to marry Eishes Aviv La'achar Misaso, his father's wife after his father dies. Also, his mother-in-law after his wife dies, at least according to one of the deos. Those are arayos that Bezen Shal Yisrael are memisin alehen. Meaning the assumption this brisa is making is that those arayos are mutter for a Ben Noach, and yet those are arayos that Bezen Shal Yisrael is memisin alehen. And Rameir's rule on Dafnun Zayin on Bez is any arayos that Bezen Shal Yisrael is memisin alehen, Ben Noach is musar alehen. So it's a direct stira, a blatant stira in Shitas Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara Rav Yehuda Lo Kasha. It's not a stira. Rameir was making two different statements reflecting collecting two different shitos of other Tanaim. Ha Rabbi Meir Aliba de Rabbi Lezer, Va Rabbi Meir Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. When the second brisa that we just learned today, that allows a Ben Noach to marry his father's wife after his father dies, or his mother-in-law after his wife dies, that's following the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The original brisa that makes all the Yisurim of Ben Noach dependent on is Beis Din Shal Yisrael Mamisin Aleha, that follows the shita of Rabbi Akiva. And that is what brings us into this Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Akiva, which is going to take up the majority of today's daf. Ditanya, where do we find this Machlokes? The Machlokes revolves around the pasuk that teaches the Isra of Arayos for Bnei Noach. Pasuk says, Al Kain Yazov Ish Es Aviv Ve Es Imo. Pasuk continues, V'davak V'yishto V'yel Basar Echad. We're going to dash in the entire pasuk. That a man leaves his father and his mother, and he attaches himself to his wife, and they become Basar Echad. Rabbi Lezer Omer, what does it mean, he leaves Aviv V'imo? What sorts of Arayos do we learn from those words? Aviv Achos Aviv. That means that he's not allowed to marry his father's sister, his father's maternal sister. And certainly his own maternal sister, but even his father's maternal sister. Imo means achos imo, that his mother's maternal sister. So since those arayos are arayos that are usher for Ben Noach, we learn from there that only those arayos that are mishum achva are usher for Ben Noach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, aviv does not mean a father's maternal sister. What it means is Ashes Aviv, his father's wife. Imo does not mean his mother's maternal sister, rather it means Imo Mamish. It means literally his mother. And we continue the drash of the Brisa, continues darshan from the Pasuk. Vidavak, what does it mean, Vidavak? Veloba Zachar. That there is no Dveikus with a Zachar. As Rashi explains, because there's no Hana'ah for the Nishkav in a Mishkav Zachar situation, and therefore there is no Dveikus. Davak means that there has to be Hana'ah, otherwise it's not a genuine sense of Dveikus. It's, you would not expect this, but in the Hakdama to the Egle Tal, the famous Hakdama of the Egle Tal, he quotes this drasha to describe the beauty of a Jew's relationship to Torah. He says that some people, one of the famous Hakdamos, one of the most famous Hakdamos out there, the Egle Tal and Hakdama to a Sefer on Egle Tal and Melachos of Shabbos, says that many people get the impression that when you learn Torah, a person shouldn't enjoy it. That it takes away from your schar, it takes away from your. If you're enjoying it, then you're not doing it lishma. Learning Torah lishma is to hate it and to do it anyway. And he says that is erroneous. That is not the right thing. That is not correct. Adrabba, the sense of enjoyment of Torah shows that you're connecting with it, and connecting with the Torah is ultimately the mitzvah. And he says, how do I know that true dveikus with something is only when there is hana'ah? So one of his rai is the Sanhedrin Nun Ches Amud Aleph, that we darshan Davak velo bezachar. The davak cannot mean mishkav zachar. Why? So Rashi says because there's no hana'ah by the nishkav by mishkav zachar, and therefore it lacks a sense of dveikus. Only when there is absolute hana'ah is there a sense of dveikus. So the highest level of Talmud Torah is when one enjoys, when one gets hana'ah from his learning of Torah. So anyway, biishto, we then darshan the pasuk says biishto velo beishas chaveiro. Biishto means that goy is aser beishas chaveiro. The pasuk continues, and they become a single flesh. Only that who can become a basar echad, meaning they can have a child. How do a husband and wife become basar echad? When they have a child, and that one person encapsulates or includes elements of both parents. You can't have that with bestiality. They can't produce a child. So since all of the arayos that we learn from this pasuk are the arayos that are aser for a Ben Noach, and some of them are arayos that Beis Din Shel Yisrael is mamisin aleihem. So we learn from there that all of them are arayos that Beis Din Shel Yisrael are mamisin aleihem. So that's where we learn that only those arayos are aser. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's dafka the arayos that Beis Din Shel Yisrael are mamisin aleihem, like a mother, Eishes Aviv, become aser to a Ben Noach. But Chayave Krisus never became aser to a Ben Noach. That was the first price of Rabbi Meir. When Rabbi Meir says a Ben Noach is only musar on the arayos that a Beis Din Shel Yisrael is mamisin aleihem, that follows the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds that according to Rabbi Elazar, only the arayos that are midine achva, like achos aviv, achos imo, are asr to ben Noach, and that's what Rabbi Meir meant in the brisa that we quoted today, and that's why he excludes arayos that are relatives of the ben Noach through ishus rather than through achva. I mean, Rabbi Elazar is a different geder. What's asr to ben Noach? Those are arayos that are midine achva, and not those that are midine ishus. So says Mar Amar Mar. Let's go back to the actual drushos that they made from the words aviv and from the word imo. How did each of them know? How did Rabbi Eliezer know that the word aviv means achos aviv, that the word imo means Eishas imo, achos imo? How did Rabbi Kiva know? Not that way. That aviv means eishas aviv. That imo means imo mamish. So the Gemara goes back to discuss each one. Amar mar, Rabbi Elazar amar aviv, achos aviv. Rabbi Elazar said aviv means achos aviv. It means his father's sister. Ema aviv mamish. Why doesn't it mean his father? Meaning maybe the Torah is telling us that a ben Noach is not allowed to sleep with his own father. Says Gemara, hainu v'davak v'lo b'zachar, because we already have a drasha in that very same pasuk that asr is mish. So of course he's not allowed to be with his own father, because that would be a violation of Mishkav Zachar. Ema Eishas Aviv. Yeah, but still, maybe it means his father's wife. No, because Hainu be Ishto v'lo be Eishas Chavero. His father's wife is a married woman, married to his father. And we already have in that pasuk to teach us that Ben Noach is Aser and a married woman. So that can't be what it's about. Ema la'achar misa. Yeah, but maybe it's about his father's wife after his father dies. So she's no longer an Eishas Ish. And maybe the pasuk is teaching us with the word Aviv that she's still Aser. Mishum Eishas Aviv. Answers Gemara, Dum Yodi Imo. My Imo de Lav Ishus, Af Aviv de Lav Ishus. Well, just like the case of Imo, when the Torah says the word Imo, it's not talking about an erva that relates to Ishus. It's an erva that's a direct relative. So too, Aviv must not be an erva that relates to Ishus. So it cannot be his father's wife. It must be, like Rabbi Elazar says, Achos Aviv, his father's sister, a relative of Achva, not a relative of Ishus. Imo, Achos Imo. And what did Rabbi Elazar learn from Imo? That it relates to a mother's sister. So Ve'ema Imo Mamish, how do you know it's a mother's sister? Maybe it's saying he can't be with his mother. Says Mar Hainu Bishtav Lobesh Chavero. Well, his mother's married, so we already know that he's not allowed to be with his mother because she's Eishas Chavero. Ve'ema Lachar Misa, maybe it's after the mother's husband dies that he's still Aser to Imo, and it has nothing to do with Achos Imo. So says Gemara, Rabbi Elazar understands that there's a certain internal consistency in the pasuk. Pasuk says Al Kenya Zovish es Aviv ve'es Imo. So if Aviv does not mean father, then Imo cannot mean mother. If Aviv means Achos Aviv, then Imo must mean Achos Imo. So that's why he doesn't just take Imo to be literal. Rabbi Akiva Omer Aviv Eishas Aviv. Rabbi Akiva said, "No. What did Aviv mean? Aviv meant a father's wife." How did he know that? Ve'ma aviv mamish? No, hainu v'davak v'lo b'zachar. We already said, because we know he's not allowed to be with his father directly, because we already, in that same pasuk, darshan from v'davak, that there's no mishka, the mishka v'zachar is aser. Ihachi eishas aviv nami. If that's the case, the Yisra ben Noach should apply to eishas aviv as well. So hainu b'ishto v'lo b'eishas chavero. We already know eishas aviv, because meaning the Gemara is asking, according to this idea that Aviv does not mean Aviv Mamish, because it's already included in V'davak V'lo B'zachar, so the Isra of Ben Noach and the Eishas Aviv is also already known from B'ishto V'lo B'eishas Chavero. So how can you say that Aviv means Eishas Aviv? That's Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that Aviv means Eishas Aviv. What do you mean? You already know Eishas Aviv. She's an Eishas Ish. Says Gemara, not necessarily Lachar Misa. It could be that we're talking about Lachar Misa, and therefore she's not an Eishas Ish. So that's why it has to tell me Eishas Aviv, even after the father dies, is still going to be aser to him. Good. And what did Rabbi Akiva learn from the word Imo? Imo, he didn't learn anything. Imo Mamish. It's literally talking about his own mother. Isn't his own mother already necessarily married? So says Gemara, no, Imo Me'anu Saso. Who says that he's a product of a happy marriage between a mother and a father? Maybe his father raped his mother, and that's how he was produced, and therefore this is Imo Me'anu Saso, and not Imo from any sense of Ishus. So, but my kamiflagi, what is the basis of this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva? So Rabbi Elazar Savar Aviv dumya di imo vi imo dumya da aviv. Rabbi Lazar holds that there has to be, like we said, this internal consistency in the pasuk. So aviv dumya di imo, the isra of erva that we learn from aviv has to be similar to the isra of erva that we learn from imo, and the isra of erva we learn from imo has to be similar to the isra of erva we learn from aviv. And lo mishkachas ella ba'achva. The only way you can have the same isra erva in both your father and your mother is if we're talking about their sisters. A father's sister, a mother's sister, and that's why Rabbi Lazar darshens it, because it's the same relative on both sides. Rabbi Kiva would say, no, mutav lukme beishas aviv, I'd rather say that the word aviv is about a father's wife, because the pasuk says that yazovish es aviv, it calls aviv for eishas aviv, the ikri ervas aviv, because we find that that eishas aviv is called ervas aviv. Lafuke achos aviv, disher aviv ikri ervas aviv lo ikri. Meaning elsewhere in the Torah, when we talk about arayos of Yisrael, in Vayikra Yudches, the Torah says, ervas eishas it uses the term erva when it talks about a father's wife. When it talks about achos aviv, it doesn't use the term erva. It says she'er avichahi, that she is she'er avicha. So if we are going to darshan something about erva from this pasuk, it has to be that we're going to focus on ishus and not on achos. Says Gemara Tashma, so let's bring rayas now. Who's correct in this machlok between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Akiva? So Raya number one, Ve'ikach Amram es Yocheved Dodaso. Amram takes Yocheved, his Doda, for a wife. She was the sister of Kahas, who was Amram's father. So the family tree, Amram's father was Kahas, Kahas had a sister Yocheved, Amram married his father's sister Yocheved. My love, Dodaso min ha'em. Doesn't that mean that Yocheved was his father from the mother's side? Meaning, Yocheved and Kahas were brother and sister, yeah, but were they full brother and sister? Half brother and sister? Which half? Doesn't it mean that Yocheved and Kahas were born from the same mother? So you see that Achos Aviv Mina'im must have been mutter before Matan Torah. So you see that it's mutter for Ben Noach, because we certainly wouldn't be celebrating Amram marrying Yocheved if he married someone who was Usher for Ben Noach. So you see that Achos Aviv Mina'im, his father's maternal sister, is mutter. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar holds Achos Aviv is Usher. Says Mara Lo, Zodasa Mina'av. No, it was his father's paternal sister. And like we said, for Bnei Noach, according to Rabbi Lezer, paternal relatives are okay. It's only maternal relatives that are problematic. So that raya is not a raya. Tashma says, well, let's try another raya. Pasuk says, Avram Avinu tells Avimelech, you know, I told you Sarah's my sister. I didn't tell you she's my wife. V'gam amna achosi bas avihi achlo basimi. So Avram defends himself and he says, it happens to be she is my sister. She's my sister, the daughter of my father, just not the daughter of my mother. So mechlal de basa emasura. Sounds like from the fact that Avram is halachically justifying his marriage, that she is my paternal sister and not my maternal sister, sounds like had it been the maternal sister, it would be Aser for Ben Noach. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. That's against Rabbi Akiva. Says Mar Vitizbra. What do you think? Vitizbra Chosavai. You think Sarah was really Avram's sister? No, they weren't actual brother and sister. Basachivavai. She was the daughter of Avram's brother. She was the daughter of Haran, who is Avram's brother. V'kivin da'achihu. And if that's the case, loshna mina'av, v'loshna mina'em. It doesn't matter whether she was the daughter of his brother, of his paternal brother, or his maternal brother. Sharia, either way, his niece is mutter to him. So it's no raya that achos mina'em is aser from the way that Avram formulated his defense to Avimelech. Ella, so what's Avram saying to Avimelech when he says this whole Megillah, she's bas avi, but not bas imi? And he's not coming to teach us halachos of what's mutter, what's aser. Hasam achika amar lei. Avram is trying to explain what he meant when he said achosihi. So he's saying, korva da achos isli bada me'abba. We have an achva relative on the father's side, because we're children of the same father. V'lo me'ima, but not on the mother's side, because we come from different mothers. So that's the truth, not because he's trying to teach halacha, he's trying to explain, this is how she's related to me, not this is how she must be related to me, because if she were not, then I would never have been allowed to marry her. No, just this is the metzius, this is how we're related. That is raya number two, and that's why raya number two doesn't work. Tashma says, well, let's try one third final raya. about who's right in this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Miremal lo nasa Adam es bito, kedei sheyisa kayin es achoso. Why did Adam Rishon not marry his daughter? So he didn't marry his daughter because he wanted to leave her for Kayin. Now Kayin should be able to marry his sister. Shenamar ki amarti olam chesed yibana, that the world is built with chesed, the chesed of Hashem, with Kayin. So Hashem told Adam Rishon to do chesed with Kayin and not to take the only available woman. So from the fact that Hashem allowed Kayin to marry his sister in order to build the world, halav hachiyasira, you see that that was a special dispensation. But normally, for a Ben Noach, obviously Ben Noach, Kayin was not a Ben Noach, he was Ben Adam, but for someone who's not Jewish, by a pre-Jew, you see that it would be usher to marry his sister. So that's like Rabbi Lazar against Rabbi Akiva. So says Mar, Kivin d'ishtari, ishtari. No, maybe really a Ben Noach is usher with his sister, but since Kayin was mutter b'achoso to build the world, so became mutter for all Bnei Noach as well. So that's not necessarily a raya either. Now it's very interesting that the Gemara raises this question. Mipnei ma lo nasa adam esbito. A person needs a reason. You need a reason not to marry esbito. Who would marry esbito? Why is that normal in any culture? So what kind of kasha is that? So Tosos explains that the kasha is, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu kill Chava as soon as she ate from the Yetzadas? You're going to tell me he didn't want to kill Chava as soon as she ate from the Yetzadas because Adam needs someone to marry? No problem. Adam has Bita. There is another woman. Meaning the question really is, what kind of question are we asking? Why did Adam not marry? He was married. It's not like he didn't have someone to be married to, someone to populate the world with. He had Chava. So what kind of question? I understand if there was no one left on earth, so you'd imagine that, okay, so then he would marry his Bita because it's just the two of them. But he had Chava, so that's what saying, no, why did he taka have Chava? HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him with Chava and did not take her away because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to marry his daughter. That is how Tosfos explains. The Ran in his Chidushim explains that the Kasha really is that since his daughter is mutter to him, he really should marry her in order that they should produce another daughter that will be mutter to Kayin, because then that daughter will only be Kayin's sister mitzada av and not mitzada aim. So it would minimize the relation for Kayin. And Achos Mina Av is mutter for Ben Noach, and Achos Mina Aim is us for Ben Noach. So the Gemara answers, no, Olam Chesed Yibana, to wait that long for Kayin to get married is not right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Kayin to be able to build up right away as well. But anyway, that's how they understand, that's how the Rishonim discuss that question. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. So now, once the Gemara said that the reason Adam didn't marry his daughter was because of this this idea of Olam Chesed Yibana, so the Gemara is going to explain the din by other Bnei Noach. So Amar Rav Huna, Kuti Mutter Bebito. A Kuti is actually Mutter in his own daughter. Vim Tomar, if you can say Bnei Malo Nasa Adam as Bito, if a Kuti is Mutter Bito, why didn't Adam do it? Kadeshi Sakayin as a Chosim Shem Olam Chesed Yibana. Because Hashem wanted it, the Kayin should be able to marry his sister based on this notion of Olam Chesed Yibana. Vika Damri Amar Rav Huna, Kuti Asur Bebito. And some say, no, Rav Huna said a Kuti is Asur Bebito. Teda, and the Raya that's true is Shalom Nasa Adam Esbito. Because look, Adam didn't marry his daughter. If he was allowed to marry his daughter, then he would have married, then he would have. So Velohi. But that's not a good Raya. So the Gemara says, no, the reason he didn't marry his daughter was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Kayin should be able to marry her. Am Rav Chista, Eved Mutter Bi'imo, Umutter Bibito. An Eved is an Eved Kanani that belongs to a Jew, that's Mal V'Tava L'Shem Avdus, is allowed to be with his mother and with his daughter. Why? Because he's sort of like in this in-between stage. He's Yatza Meklal Kuti, he's no longer a Ben Noach, so he loses the status of a Ben Noach, so in that sense, he's like a Katan Shenolad, and none of his relatives are considered to be related to him. That's how the Yad Ramah explains. So he's not like a Ben Noach, L'Chal Yisrael, Loba, but he's not yet a Jew, so there is no Isra of Imo Bito from either side. No one's going to say he came from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala because he's not a Jew, so there's no concern whatsoever. So Ki Yasra Avdimi Amar Rav Lazar Amar Rav Chanina Ben Noach Sheyichet Shivcha L'Avdo. If a Ben Noach designates a Shivcha to be a wife to one of his servants, and then the master himself is Boel her, Uba Aleha Nera Galeha, then the master is going to be killed for that Bia after he has designated later, we already learned this earlier on in Dafin and Zion, that this is that Rashi explained that it's an Isser Mishum Gezel, not an Isser Mishum Eshes Ish. Even though the Eved was already Baal her, since it wasn't a Bulus Baal Shal Ishus, it was Nusbi Alma, it's like Chamoro Behemto, it has a din of Gezel, not a din of Eshes Ish. However, the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Melachim says that why is he Nereg? Because he was Baal Eshes Chavero. That it is a sense of Ishus that you have by Bnei Noach in this case, even when it was just a designation of a master for the Eved to have this Shivcha. So Me'emas, at what point is the Shivcha considered to belong to that Eved? Amrav Nachman, Midkaru La Ravisa De Planya. As soon as everyone knows that that is the wife of so-and-so, that is the woman that belongs to that Eved. Me'emas HaTarasa, and when will she become Mutter? When do we no longer consider her to belong to that Eved? And if she's Mafkir herself to other men, they're not going to get killed for sleeping with her. Amrafuna Misha Para Rosha Bashuk, when she goes out with her hair uncovered in the shuk, meaning when she starts acting like a woman who's not married. Even the non-Jews apparently used to walk around in such a way that their hair was covered when they were married. Their hair was obvious from the way they would walk around that they were married. So once she walks around in such a way where it's obvious that she's not married, that's what makes her not married. Meaning there's no get over here, there's no kiddushin over here. So we need different ways of measuring when she's considered married or not. Good. Second wide line, end of the line. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ben Noach Shabal Ishto Shalo Kedarka Chayiv. Ben Noach, who's Baal his wife, Shalo Kedarka is Chayiv. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vidavak Velo Shalo Kedarka. Pasuk says, yeah, that Ben Noach is allowed to be Vidavak Be Ishto. But there is no Vidavak when it's Shalo Kedarka. Vidavak means that there's a sense of Hana'a, like we saw in Rashi Namad Aleph. So there's no full Hana'a for the Nishkav when it's Shalo Kedarka. And therefore, Ben Noach is Aser in Shalo Kedarka. Amar Rava, mi ikamidi did Yisrael lomachayiv v'kuti mechayiv? Can that be? A Jew is allowed to have bia shalok adarka, and a Ben Noach is not allowed to have bia shalok adarka. We're going to be more machmir in the dine Ben Noach. Ella Amar Rava, Ben Noach shabal alish chaver shalok adarka, alish chavero shalok adarka. Pater. A Ben Noach who sleeps with Eishes Chaveiro with the Biyah Shalok Adarka is not Chayiv for Eishes Chaveiro. My Taima, why? Where do we learn that from? Be Ishto Velo Be Eishes Chaveiro, Vidavak Velo Shalok Adarka. Right? We learn the Isra of Eishes Chaveiro from Vidavak Be Ishto. So we see that Vidavak cannot be with Eishes Chaveiro. But what if it's something other than Vidavak that's done with Eishes Chaveiro? Like Biyah Shalok Adarka? Also, that would be Mutter for a Ben Noach. So before we move on from that, the Kesef Mishnah writes in the ninth paragraph of Melachim that it's Dafka Be'eshes Chavero that we say that there's a Petur of Shloka Darka for a Ben Noach, because it's Dafka Eshes Chavero that we derive from the word Vidavak, which is Mimayit Be'eshes Shloka Darka. But any other Arayos that are also for Ben Noach, he's Chayiv even with Be'eshes Shloka Darka. And that's why Rava Dafka says by Eshes Chavero. He doesn't say Ben Noach Shabal Achas Min Arayos Shloka Darka is Pater. No, he says Shabal Eshes Chaveru Shalok Edarka is Pater. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes Halacha Zayin writes that if a Goy is Boel an Eishes Ish Shal Yisrael, he's Chayiv Bein Bibiyah Kedarka Bein Bibiyah Shalok Edarka. So Kesef Mishnah says you can be Medayik that from Rava as well, because what Rava say was a very limited statement. Ben Noach Sheba Al Eishes Chaveru not only does not apply to other Arayos, because it only says Eishes Chaveru, it's also only Eishes Chaveru. But if it's Eishes Yisrael, if it's the wife of Yisrael, that would have an entirely different din. Good, says Gemara further. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ovid Chacham Shikas Yisrael Chayiv Misa. If an Ovid Chacham strikes a Jew, he's Chayiv Misa. Shenemar Aviv and Kovachov Yarki Enish VeYachas Mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu turns both ways, sees that there's no one there, and he kills the Mitzri. Why does he kill the Mitzri? Because the Mitzri struck a Jew. So you see from there that a Ben Noach that strikes a Jew is Chayiv Misa. V'Amar Rabbi Chanina, Soter Lo Shal Yisrael Ki L'Soter Lo Shal Shchina. If someone slaps a Jew in the face, it's like slapping the Shchina in the face. Shenemar Mukash Adam Yula Kodesh. So it's considered like he's a Tzelem Elokim, and it's like slapping the Shechina in the face. The Ran writes that Lechora, the reason why he's Chayiv Misa, I mean, why is it that a Ben Noach strikes a Jew, he's Chayiv Misa? He didn't say kills a Jew, strikes a Jew, he's Chayiv Misa. So the Ran says probably it's Midin Gezel, that just like he's Chayiv for stealing his money, so Mustama, Chaval is considered like Zelas Gufo, and that's why he's Chayiv. But he said it should therefore turn out that he's also Chayiv if he strikes his fellow Ben Noach. Noach. It's lav davka v'sikas Yisrael, because a ben Noach is chayv on gezel on another ben Noach as well. And the raya that the Gemara brings from the Mitzri that was Maka Yisrael was when they were still both b'nei Noach. There was no such thing as Yisrael. It wasn't yet Matan Torah. So you see that there's no chilik whether he hits Yisrael or he hits a ben Noach. So that's what the Ran suggests, that it's lav davka when the Gemara says a ben Noach shika is Yisrael. It could be that it's a ben Noach shehika. Anybody is chayv misa. But then the Ran says that maybe that's not correct, because then Maka Chaveru should be chayv misa. Why do we count Shvichas Damim amongst the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? Forget Shvichas Damim. Any type of striking another person is among the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. That should have been included in the Sheva Mitzvahs. And Memela Shvichas Damim would be included. So he says, no, this is only a din by Yisrael. And I, B'Mitzrayim, the Raya we're bringing was from Mitzrayim before we already had the Torah, before we already had a din of Yisrael. He says, no, we already had Mitzvahs Yiseros al B'nai Noach in Mitzrayim. We already had some extra Mitzvahs, and therefore you cannot view the Jewish people of Mitzrayim as pure B'nai Noach. You have to view the Jewish people of Mitzrayim as having some sort of quasi-status, and therefore we're allowed to darshan halachos that relate to Yisrael from the status of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Okay, says the Gemara further. Magbia Avdo Shabbos Simen. So that's a simen for the statements that Reish Lakish is about to make. Am Reish Lakish, HaMagbia Yado Al Chaveru Afal Bishlo Ikahu Nikra Rasha. If a person raises his hand against someone else, even if he doesn't hit him, he's called a Rasha. Shnemar V'yomel Rasha Lama Taka Reyacha. Not why did you hit Reyacha, but why are you about to hit Reyacha. So even though he didn't do the hitting yet, he still calls him Rasha. Lami hikisa lo nemar ela lama taka. Afalpi shalohi kahu nikra rasha. Even though he did not yet strike him, he's already called a rasha. Amar ziivri amar b'chinina nikra chote. Not only that, he's called a chote. Shnemar v'mlo lakachti b'chazaka uksir v'ti chatas hana'arim gedola ma'od. That the b'nei Eli, they take the basra of the karbanos b'chazaka, so it's with striking or with the threat of striking, and it's the pasuk refers to it as the chatas hana'arim, the chet of the Na'arim. So you see that he's called a chote as well. Now when it comes to hitting another person, there is a Ramah in Chosha Mishpan in Simon Tav Chaf, Sif Aleph, where the Ramah says that there is a Cherim HaKadmonim by Adam HaMakal HaChavero, where a person, there's an automatic Cherim. If a Jew assaults another Jew, if a person assaults another person, there's an automatic Cherim that requires Hatara, and prior to the Hatara, we have to be knowing that Cherim. There's a Tshuva in the Chasam So in the Chosha Mishpat Simon Kufpe Beis, where someone asked the Chasam Sofer, he said that there was a guy who had assaulted other people, but he was a Baal Egrof, he was a powerful person, and he was a well-connected person, and therefore no one said boo about it. No one did anything about it. And now this guy is an Avel, and he takes the Amud every single day. So there's this Cherim that everybody's ignoring. So he wants to know, should I not answer Amen to his Kaddish? Should I not answer Amen to his Brachos? So the Chasam Sofer distinguishes. He says, there are two reasons why one would not answer Amen to someone's bracha. One is if the person is not davening to Hashem. He's davening to some avodah zarah, something like, sometimes I get asked, I have an uncle who's not so religious, can he say a bracha under the chuppah? So an aid, absolutely not. If he's not religious, so then he's pasul eidus, so he can't be an aid. A lot of times he doesn't know how to write his name in Hebrew on the ksuba anyway, I had that, but whatever. But can he say a bracha under the chuppah? Strictly speaking, as long as he believes in God, and he's saying the bracha to the same God, so strictly speaking, he should be allowed to say a bracha under the chuppah, right? That's one thing. If a person's davening to someone else, then there's someone who is davening to God, but there's a cherem on this person, and we want to accept. So the amen would really be an amen, because it's really, we believe in his tefillah, we don't believe in him, we're just not happy about him. So that we'd be knowing a cherem. So some service of nafkamina between them is that, let's say everybody else is doing it. So if everybody else is answering amen to the apikoros' bracha, I still can't answer amen to the apikoros' bracha, because I don't want to be part of that tefillah. His tefillah is puzzle. But if it's about the person, it's about the cherim, so if it's going to work, that the whole community will be in it together, and we're going to show that we don't accept this, so then it will work. Then no one should answer amen. saying to his bracha. But if anyway, what's going to happen? 99% of the people are going to answer amen, and I'm going to sit there and not answer amen. It will be a joke. The guy will think that it's funny that I'm the one that looks like an idiot. Says Chassam Sofer. No one's. It's not going to make any statement other than the fact that you know that I'm making a fool of myself. He says then there's no reason not to answer amen. It's only when it's going to be effective that chayrim. But that's that was that chayrim of striking another person that the Chassam Sofer was talking about. Rav Huna Amar Tikatz Itz Yado. Rav Huna says if someone strikes another person, his hand should be cut off. Shnemar Uzra Rama Tishaver. And not only that, says Gemara, Rav Huna cuts Yada. Rav Huna actually cut off the hand of someone who struck somebody else. Wow. So Rashi writes that yeah, Beis Din is allowed to do that because of a siyag and a geder. Beis Din is makin va'unshin shalom in adin, and this is one example of makin va'unshin shalom in adin. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim over here about all the different places in Shas where you say that someone's hand should be cut off. When do we take it literally? Where the Gemara says yad la'ama tikatzitz. If someone touches themselves, their hand should be cut off. Someone yad l'gigis tikatzitz. Someone touches food before netilas yadayim, their hand should be cut off. So when do we take that literally? When do we not take it literally? Rav Huna seemed to have taken this one literally. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Rav Lazar tomorrow.